Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I'm your host, James Lampkin. Thank you for joining us. Whether it's for your first time or you're a quiz champion, we'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions. You can take on the challenge alone or find someone to play against. Our 3 rounds today will be Aussie hits, stars on screen, and who's talking. For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available this episode is 15. Feel free to pause throughout if you need to give yourself more time to think. As per usual, we're going to be going through all the answers at the end of the episode. Get ready and good luck.
Round 1.
In round 1 today, you'll hear 5 general questions all about hits from the land down under. All our questions relate to hit artists and songs from Australia. Each question will be worth 1 point. Let's get into it. Question 1. Featuring hits like Devil Inside and Need You Tonight, Kick was a major hit album in 1987 for which Aussie band? Question 2. Which 2000 hit by Kylie Minogue featured her iconic gold hot pants in the music video? Question 3. Which Aussie country star got his first US country number 1 hit in 2000 with But For The Grace Of God? Question 4. Which former soap star has amassed an impressive 9 number 1 hits on the Australian charts? Question 5. With over 2 billion streams, Be Alright was a hugely successful single for which Sydney singer? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 is stars on screen. You're going to hear 5 clues about films that featured music stars, artists who are better known for their musical endeavors than acting. Your job is to correctly guess the film based on the clue provided, with 1 point for each correct answer. Here we go. Question 6. In this 2012 sci-fi action film, Rihanna plays a naval officer caught in a war with aliens. Question 7. In this 2002 coming-of-age film, Britney Spears stars as Lucy, who goes on a road trip with her 2 school friends. Question 8. In this 2010's film series, Lenny Kravitz stars as Cinna, a stylist who nicknames the lead character the Girl on Fire. Question 9. In this 1987 rom-com, Cher stars as Loretta, a widow from Brooklyn Heights caught up in a family romance. Question 10. In this 2002 musical adaptation, Queen Latifah stars as Mama Morton, the matriarch of the jail setting. That's it for round 2. Get ready for the final round.
Round 3.
Round 3 is Who's Talking? In this round, you're going to hear short snippets of interviews with music stars. Listen carefully for clues about their identity. You can get 1 point by correctly identifying the person speaking. Here we go. Question 11.
Who Says is a very inspirational song about, more than anything, about your self-worth, how you feel, being confident in yourself. There's so much negativity, I feel like, so much negativity with the internet and in, you know, bullying at school and just every day, all of it's just really hard.
Question 12.
I guess it's whoever's looking at it. If people choose to see that as the forefront, then that's just the way they see it. There was a lot more time spent in making the music than there is in making the image. The image is, there is no image really. I mean, like, people say there is an image, but I'm just being myself and I'm just being young and fun and I like to wear flattering clothes and I like to look my best.
Question 13.
Yeah, I think that's the reason I did it. I turned 40, I said, well, what happened? And I started writing it down. Well, we didn't make the mess that the world is in right now. I mean, we were born into it, and it was a mess while we're alive, and it's going to be a mess long after we're gone. It's a messy place. Well, the world is in turmoil, sure. There's all kinds of problems. That's why I tried to write it so it balanced out and showed the good and the bad. It's a crazy place. And you do what you can to make it a better place.
Question 14.
I met with Kelly Rowland in the south of France in Cannes. I was playing in a club called Le Palais. She wanted to meet me because she loved Love Is Gone, and she was there, so it was a great way to meet. And obviously, she didn't know anything about the DJ culture and the electronic music culture. And first I thought she was really cool because she spent the whole night dancing, going crazy, and I was like, wow, I did not expect that.
Question 15.
Yeah, 8 years. They say it's my first recorded studio album in 8 years. And I always say, well, I did 3 soundtracks. I was singing. I don't know what they thought I was doing, but I was singing.
That is all our rounds complete. We'll be right back after this break to reveal all the answers. And welcome back. Here come the answers, starting with round 1, Aussie hits. Here are the answers. Question 1. In Excess. The album has sold over 15 million copies. Question 2. Spinning Around. The track was a major comeback for Kylie Minogue, her first number 1 hit in 6 years. Question 3. Keith Urban. He has since achieved 20 number ones on the US country chart. Question 4. Delta Goodrum. At the time of this episode, only 6 acts in history have had more number one hits in Australia. Question 5. Dean Lewis. Be Alright has a staggering 14 times platinum accreditation in Australia and 5 times platinum in the USA. Continuing on to round 2, stars on screen. Question 6. Battleship, starring Rihanna. Question 7. Crossroads, starring Britney Spears. Question 8. The Hunger Games, starring Lenny Kravitz. Question 9. Moonstruck, starring Cher. And question 10. Chicago, starring Queen Latifah. For our final round, you were looking to correctly identify the music star who was speaking in the audio clip. Let's reveal the answers. Question 11. Selena Gomez discussing the background of her hit song, Who Says? Question 12. Shania Twain confirming that she isn't style over substance. Question 13. Billy Joel discussing writing his hit song, We Didn't Start the Fire. Question 14. David Guetta reminiscing on meeting Kelly Rowland for the first time before recording When Love Takes Over. Question 15. Whitney Houston discussing the release of her 1998 album My Love Is Your Love. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum total points available in this episode was 15. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. You can also support the show by leaving us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That's me. We hope to see you soon again for another round of trivia.